You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has joined several other states in filing a lawsuit against U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. In the lawsuit, which was filed on Tuesday, the attorneys general say that the department is attempting to take pandemic relief funds away from K-12 public schools and divert them to private schools. This is just the latest battleground in a long-running feud between the states and the Trump administration. Kobe Levin's written about this case for the education website chalkbeat.org. Kobe, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Take us back to the point at which Congress approved these funds. What were they intended to cover?
Sure. So when the Coronavirus Relief Act, also known as the CARES Act, was passed in March, they basically said that the money would be distributed using the same federal formula that's used to distribute quite a lot of other federal funding. The idea was that schools are going to need extra help because state budgets are looking at a big hit. They did say that some of that money should be set aside for low-income students in private schools. And the debate here is arising over whether an additional portion of the money should be sent to students in private schools who aren't low income.
What was the reaction from school administrators when it became apparent how the money was being spread out?
So it was pretty clear early on that the administrators, the state superintendent in Michigan particularly, were going to push back hard against this. They said they would use all their options to prevent this rule from taking effect. They say that they're facing, you know, historic budget cuts because of the coronavirus, and they just can't afford to lose the additional millions of dollars that would go to private schools.
Mm-hmm. How much power does the Department of Education have in determining how that funding was to be allocated?
Well, that is the question here. The department, led by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, say that the under the Coronavirus Relief Act, their approach, which would send additional money to private schools, is legal. Now, the attorneys general, including Dana Nessel here in Michigan, say that it, in fact, is a misinterpretation, a distortion of Congress's intent in passing that law.
I was interested to read that private schools have been able to tap into PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program loans. I take it that public schools cannot do that?
That's right. The payroll loans are specifically for businesses, and traditional public schools don't qualify.
Yeah. Betsy DeVos has been an advocate of school choice for an awfully long time now, saying that more public money should follow families who do choose private schools. I guess this wasn't entirely a surprise for those who've been following education policy.
That's right. You've seen in different states fights over voucher programs. And I think that no one doubts that that's been a central part of the DeVos agenda.
So, Kobe, we're in this situation now where the pandemic is happening, and there is a bit of uncertainty that people feel about what form school is going to take this fall. Do you think that the uncertainty that's happening right now might open the door for funding for private schools a little bit further, that we might see more advances for what Betsy DeVos has been trying to accomplish?
You know, it's really hard to say. The courts are going to have to decide this one. We are seeing in polls that there's substantial support for returning to school in the fall. Governor Whitmer has said that she's optimistic we'll return. The American Pediatric Association is pushing for folks to return to school. The reality is that parents have to go back to work. And barring a major resurgence of the virus, you know, it's hard to envision some form of school not being back in session in the fall.
Just one more question. Have you heard word about any more aid coming from the federal government to schools in the foreseeable future?
The advocates I've talked to do say they're expecting some kind of additional aid. It's hard to say whether it will be even as much as the first round of aid, which many school leaders will tell you was not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be up to federal legislators in Congress. The House and the Senate are talking over those issues right now.
Kobe Levin writes about education issues for chalkbeat.org. Kobe, thanks for filling us in on this one.
Thanks for having me.